Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes this evening?
Yes, we do. Other business item, Atlantis Industries, has been removed from the agenda and may be placed on a future agenda.
Okay.
Everything else stays as introduced. Or you can, while we're at it, you can't take any action on the minutes for September 8th. So that'll be struck also.
Okay.
They'll be on next agenda.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item's old business. We have, it's like four items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2056, Raynell E. Garcia.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant CU 2556 for Raynell Garcia for an office, storage of vehicles and equipment, and repair of equipment based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This site was approved for an automotive repair with a conditional use. The use will be similar to the prior approval. The use is situated on 1.06 acre parcel of land. The use with conditions opposed on it is compatible with the surroundings and will not have a negative impact on neighboring properties or roadways. No work is done at the site. All employees start the workday from their own homes. The existing building will be used to store equipment and vehicles. The applicant has stated that no permanent storage of materials on the site will occur. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use of land shall be limited to an office, storage of vehicles and equipment, and indoor repair of equipment. There shall be no retail sales or service on the property. All lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways and located behind the existing building. The applicant shall apply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. The hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. No mixing or crushing of materials shall occur on the site. A temporary short-term storage of materials shall be allowed on the site. No permanent storage of materials shall be allowed on the site. Any equipment repair must occur inside of the building on the site. Substantial buffers shall be installed on the property to screen it from view. A landscape plan shall be included with the final site plan. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Mr. Burton, would you be amenable to amending your motion to say that you recommend approval?
What did I say?
You said grant. We don't have the authority to grant.
Grant, I recommend.
We're just recommending approval.
I recommend approval.
Okay.
I accept that as well.
Okay, then, thank you very much. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2056 for Raynell E. Garcia for the reasons with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is conditional, or change of zone number 1806, WYWJ Ventures LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1806 for WYWJ Ventures LLC for change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Route 13, Sussex Highway, and it is a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, the site is adjacent to property that is currently zoned C1, and there are other commercial zonings and conditional uses in the area. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. The applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the Sussex County Code states The purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exists. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning.
Second.
The move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1806 WYWJ Ventures LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a change of zone number 1807 WYWJ Ventures LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1807 for WYWJ Ventures LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, near the town of Bridgeville, in an area that has developed to include business, commercial, and industrial zoning along with several conditional uses. This location along U.S. Route 13 is appropriate for CR1 zoning. Two, this property is adjacent to a property that has HI1 heavy industrial district zoning. Rezoning for this property to CR1 is compatible with the adjacent industrial zoning. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exists. In this case, the rezoning along Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. And six, the site is within the town center area. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, CR1 zoning is consistent with this designation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1807 WYWJ Ventures LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is an ordinance to amend the code of